This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coats for Kids Day at The Rock. Recent donations pouring in right now. Aaron, one and done. Team Ted gave $255.
Woo! 10 coats.
We have a $69 donation from Grant. Brenda gave $100. Patrick, Bob gave $500. Hey. And an anonymous donation for $275. We are close. Please, if we can make this push, we are a few thousand dollars off right now on our goal to put 2,500 brand new coats on kids here in Washington State. If you can, please give at KISW.com. Anything we'll do.
Yeah, anything
25
you got,
bucks
man.
Puts one coat on a kid. Give what you can. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got me.
And we'll jump right to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly, unless you donate a jacket.
Yeah!
Then you could go crazy. Be unresponsible with the dipping.
Hello, Men's Room. I'd like to give a huge birthday shout-out to my son, Ezra Woods, turning 9 years old today. He's incredibly smart, sweet, and loving, in spite of having a rough year while his sister dealt with extensive medical issues since being born in January. Mom and Dad could not be more proud of you every day and for being such an amazing big brother. So how about a Leroy Jenkins, a couple farts, Coach Ted talking about his last year before turning double digits, and a few dad jokes from Miles. We love you, Ez. That from Dad, Mom, and Ruby.
Let's do this. Leroy!
All right, Ezra. Next year's going to get tough, son. Ted's a rough year. Nine's great. But let's not worry about that. First, Coach just wants to say congratulations, man. Your parents are dealing there with a lot. You could be a kid that takes up too much of their time, but you're a strong, big brother. They had to look out for their sister. Good job. You look your dad straight in the eyes tonight and tell him you won. Not three, four pieces of pizza.
Yeah.
And a milkshake.
Okay. What was the name of the Irishman who kept bouncing off the walls? What was the name of the Irishman who kept bouncing off the walls?
I don't know.
Rick O'Shea. What do you call 2,000 pounds of Chinese soup?
Wonton.
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 Guy's coffee was just voted the best drink in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
but there were absentee ballots.
Okay.
I can't say that one. Okay, done with the dentures. Got two of them on there that don't fly for a 9-year-old boy. Yeah. Hello, Michelle. I hope I wrote this email in time. I've been listening to your show since the beginning. My son turns 11 today. So could I please have the coach give him some advice on being a preteen and a fart montage? He's a huge fan of the show and will get a kick out of being told happy birthday by the guys. Thank you so much, guys. That from Blake's mom, Amanda.
Like, I know it might not seem like him. Trust me, you're in a sweet spot right there, right? 11 and 12, man. You still get to be, kind of a little kid. You still go and trick-or-treat and stuff. Like you're a teenager, mom's going to put all this pressure on you. School's going to be wicked important. Like, 11 and 12, that's a prime age right there. Also, seems like an age time for a burger tonight. Like a giant one. When you got to hold with two hands.
Oh, my God, I'm about gagged. All right, all of you beautiful dinosaurs, today I'm celebrating my 29th trip around the burning ball in the sky. Can I get an Andro Penis, a Leroy Jenkins, and everyone talking all over themselves about mullets? Thanks, guys. I'm from Emmett, the unofficial heavy equipment mechanic for the men's room.
Andro Penis.
All right, give it a second.
Well, I've never had a mullet, but man, I have a mullet. Guys, don't think anyone is going to send in a birthday shout out for me, so I'm going to do it myself to celebrate my 33rd. Can I get a montage of your nastiest fart, since my wife hates it? Followed by some advice from Coach Ted on what the Hawks need to do tonight to beat the Rams. Thanks for always making the workday more enjoyable. That from Cody in Canby, Oregon.
Listen, defense is stout. They show up week after week. What I think the offense needs to do is run the damn ball, all right? And I get it. Last week, there were some tackles in the backfield. K-9 could stand up to it. Keep running the damn ball. Then in that fourth quarter, we're going to run some play action, get old Sam Darnold on a bootleg, pop a ball up to JSN, and let's score a touchdown offense.
And guys, I've been trying for years to have you guys do a birthday shout-out for my husband. Either I forgot to email you, or his birthday falls on a day you're not working. Now, this year, I hope I can get it done. My husband's name is Kenny.
Hey,
he's turning 37. He's an avid bird hunter, and he loves to go hunting with his dog named Cheese. And me.
Cheese.
When I can get myself up in the morning. He even named his heating and cooling business Black Duck Mechanical, after his favorite duck to hunt. So can you play Girl Emma Johnson, the Fish Sandwich Quartet, a big old bong rip, and have the captain talk about some fun times duck hunting on the high seas with his favorite furry companions and his wife. Thank you, guys. That from Katie.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Oh, yeah. Captain.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. You like duck hunting, huh? Oddly enough, I have in fact gone duck hunting in the middle of the ocean, both with your dog, Cheese, and your wife, Katie. She'll remember this story, but anyway, a hunter shot a duck, but it landed on my boat, the SS Guppy. But the hunter, he came over to retrieve it, but I stopped him. We had a dispute over ownership. So I proposed settling it what we call country style. This involves taking turns, kicking each other in the groin, and then the last man standing gets the duck. Well, I got to go first, and I delivered a powerful kick, and I left the hunter in pain. And after recovering, the hunter, he was ready for his turn, but I told him, you can have the duck, and then we left. Crunchberries.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefl.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bye. Thank you, Mama Coach, for Kids Day. We got a couple big donations here.
All right.
First of all, Andy gave us $50. Nick gave us $70.
Nice.
Patrick Bob put in $511.
Oh.
Glenn put in $500. Francis gave $100. Alan gave $51. And Mike He gave us $100 in cash. Guys, we are so close to hitting this number.
Come
please,
on.
If you can just hook us up. We want to get this done so we can drink a toast for the shout of the day.
That is correct.
And help out the kids. 2,500 coats. We are so close. If you could please head to KISW.com now and donate whenever you can for Coats for Kids. Okay, coming up, speaking of drinking, at 5:08, we will drink and toast with the shout of the day. But first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meats and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's great to see everybody here.
It's great to be here.
Do you guys enjoy Christmas cookies?
Of course. I do, mean, for the most part, every once in a while you find one that you're not familiar with, you don't like the taste, but overall, yeah.
Will anybody in here bake some Christmas cookies for the holidays?
Well, I personally know. My wife already has, and then she informed me this morning she's going to make more, I believe, two different varieties, and I don't remember.
Miles?
I'm just going to eat them wherever I can find them.
Okay. Mike, do you and the wife get down and some bacon?
You know, there's a... once or twice some bacon gets done. You know, there's a couple cookies that show up. I've already had a little bit of a sugar cookie this season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
I've had some as well.
Nice.
It's the one time I watch my kids walk through the kitchen, and every time they walk through, they grab a cookie. I just don't say anything at the holidays. And well, I think they know any other time. I'd be like, dude, no more. You're good.
Tim, who produces our show for us on YouTube, brought in a tin of cookies. And those cookies were fantastic.
Those sugar cookies were great.
I didn't get one because people ate them.
Those were awesome.
His icing was so well done at first. I wanted to be like, Tim, did you buy these? But I don't think he did.
Put them in your own
container. You don't strike me as being talented. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, but just generally, I feel like iced sugar cookies sometimes, like those were like perfect.
They were.
Yeah. He works at perfection.
Man's a stud.
I will also say this. Some cookies are not on here, and it depends on just who you are.
All right.
Right? Because some people make some different ones and everything. They're super good. Like, a couple years ago here at work, we had like a cookie pageant, I guess.
Cookie off. Yeah.
Cookie off. Yeah. And somebody made like these tiny little eggnog, like finger ladies.
Yes. And they were remember
lady
those.
Fingers.
Lady fingers.
Finger.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, Mike. Really, that was legit.
That's a much different image in my head.
You don't have to dump that, I don't think.
Finger ladies.
All right. Lady fingers.
That's my strip club. Welcome to Finger Ladies.
Welcome to Finger Ladies.
So I'm just saying, these are like considered the top 10 Christmas cookies out there. Jesus, man.
Don't have to say where it is, but I know that peanut butter cookie with the Hershey kiss in the middle is going to be on there.
Yeah.
That's going to be on
there. All right, let's we don't have to go in any particular order. That is the peanut butter blossom.
That's what it is.
Because it's a peanut butter cookie with a chocolate kiss in the center.
Always good, too, with a little tiny Reese's cup.
Sure.
I mean, you can do that as well.
No,
you can't go wrong.
I would prefer it with the Reese's cup just because the Hershey kiss is hard to eat. It's too hard in the. I'm sorry, it is. It's too hard in there, man. It's not my favorite Christmas cookie.
What do you got, soft teeth? Come on, man.
I do.
You just got
weak teeth. I use Sensodyne, sir.
I do have soft teeth.
You got weak teeth.
I'm sorry I asked. But still, it's delicious, man.
I'm only able to eat pastas, man. I can't eat an apple.
A little bitch-ass teeth.
Come on, you eat apples all the time.
He's got the case of BATs. Bitch-ass teeth.
Bitch-ass teeth.
My sister-in-law, who's a great cook, but also she's one of those people that like is a good baker as well.
Yeah.
But she'll make one, and it's like a pretzel, and then in the middle, like a little tiny pretzel, mm-hmm. and then in the middle, I want to say it's either a Hershey Kiss or it might be the little peanut butter cup.
Hmm. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. That is, I remember from childhood, that's the one my mother could hook up.
Yeah.
So don't eat them all, and we'd eat them all. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other issue, too, is it's not just children. I think this time of year, even people who generally don't eat cookies, it's like, well, they're Christmas cookies. But you know what? I could fit one in.
I've eaten more cookies in the last week and a half than I've probably eaten collectively the rest of this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. Gingerbread cookies obviously are up there.
Hell yeah.
They're fine.
Spiced with ginger, cinnamon, cloves, also cut into fudge shapes.
Yeah.
Like people.
Like gingerbread man.
Stars, Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Just stick with the gingerbread man. Like, I know what it is when he's the gingerbread man.
I don't know, man. Tim gave us some variety over there, and I liked all of them.
He did. Look, I'm not saying they were bad. I was surprised. I'm like, oh, this is also gingerbread. But it's like in the shape of a candy cane.
Well, a snowman can be gingerbread, too, man.
It can be. I'm just saying, when it's a gingerbread shape, I know for a fact, or gingerbread man shape, I go like, that tastes like gingerbread.
Sounds like you're trying to run a cookie nation of just gingerbreads.
Yeah, pretty much.
My cookie nation.
Right. There shall be no other shapes.
That's my other strip club, Cookie
Nation.
You
will all look the same.
Right.
You will be uniform. Our army will be great in number.
I like this one, the thumbprint cookie. Shortbread cookies with a well-fed jams and preserves.
Those are my least favorite, I think, of the cookie.
I just don't like
Christmas cookie world.
Yeah. I just like the fruit in there.
I get down with them.
Oh, I love them.
Really?
But again, we disagree on like donuts too. Like I like a fruit filled donut.
Yeah, because you're stupid. And that's then you like right. a fruit filled cookie.
Yeah.
You like fruit filled. You know, if I get you a pinata, I got nothing but fruit.
The last time I had a pinata was the Nipyata. Because it had little miniature bottles of alcohol.
No. That is not what I pictured.
Thank you for going there. Hey.
Why don't you get your head out of the racism toilet?
Just a bunch of...
Oh, I was
thinking nipples.
I was talking
about body parts. Wow. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You might be alone in that toilet,
That was
brother.
Too far back for me to jump, dude. That's right. Out there now.
Jesus man. Christ, man. God.
I was thinking little pepperonis were... Wow.
I thought I caught you guys.
No. Not even remotely, man.
Yeah, all right. Just take a play out there, Head Chef.
Sugar cookies.
They're delicious.
The first time I was decorated. I see sprinkles.
Oh my. We're going to jump on a boat and leave Ted on this island all by himself.
That was bad.
Sugar cookies come in all city shapes and sizes. Not just one uniform one like the gingerbread. Damn it.
Tim, can you edit it out?
Don't you Jesus. Like it. All right.
That was bad.
All right, I'll give us a list of popular Christmas cookies celebrated around the world for everyone to enjoy. Linzer cookies.
What are they?
Delicated sandwich cookies with a fruity filling and a decorative top.
Oh.
Miles, you grew up in an Italian household.
Yep.
What are the,
Patels or Biscotti?
Patels.
Oh. Patels.
Yeah. Patels.
Those are great. They're made in a waffle iron, man. They're nice and crispy and great for your cup.
Wait, what are they?
Oh,
Patels.
Patels. Patels.
What's the difference between a Patel and a... I don't know what that is.
It's a flat waffle iron cookie.
Yes,
it almost
okay.
looks like a stoop raffle. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Ted. Really? That's, hey, man, you know, like a stoop raffle.
Waffle?
Waffle.
All right.
Yes, okay, all right.
They're very good. Again, I haven't had them out here much, but like you grew up on the East Coast of the neighborhood, like in my Catholic church, there's a bunch of Italians, so you would always have those cookies. Snickerdoodles, I feel like, is a classic.
Which one is... So Miles and I were talking earlier. I'm like, I'm sure I'm familiar with all these cookies, but I'm not good by name.
So the Snickerdoodle is the classic soft, chewy cookies rolled in cinnamon sugar.
Yes, okay.
Now, the Snickerdoodle, I feel like when I was growing up, it was mainly a Christmas cookie, but it's broken out on its own.
Snickerdoodle, on its own now. Yeah, solo
you
tour.
See it all time of year.
Well, I told Miles earlier, I said, I know I like Snickerdoodles, but I don't know what it is.
Mike, what's the name of the bar we used to go to in down old Issaquah, Main Street?
H&H?
H&H. We had a Snickerdoodle shot in there one day.
How was it?
Phenomenal. Just awesome.
Like whiskey?
It just tasted like the cookie.
Hmm. Also, they blended the shot, more like a shooter.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Jesus. Molasses cookies. It's a chewy and spiced with molasses, often with a cracked sugar coating.
Oh my God.
There's snowball cookies or Russian tea cakes. These are the buttery, nutty cookies rolled in powdered sugar. Those are the only ones on the list I don't like.
I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
It's Grimace's nipple. Let's move on. Obviously, there's a ton of other sweet treats you could have. Yesterday, we had puppy chow in here, which is like powdered Chex Mix.
I never had that before. Really?
That was horrible.
I actually liked it, man. I didn't think I would, but I liked it.
And he mixed in some that had chocolate and peanut butter inside the Chex.
How do you not like that? Could you like frosted shredded wheat?
Too much powdered sugar.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. I didn't realize there was a limit of powdered sugar. How do you feel about beignets?
I would rather have a funnel cake, which has more powdered sugar. All right. Strange, but true.
Yeah, but on a funnel, it all just soaks directly into the grease. Yeah.
Also, like they say, hey, listen, you could also have the classic chocolate chip cookie. Those are always
a Christmas cookie, though.
I think so.
Really?
I mean, if I showed up to your house and you're like, I made cookies, even if it's Christmas, I would still expect a chocolate chip cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
Because to me, that's the year-round, that's the go-to, that's the standard, right?
You're right. There's peppermint cookies out there. I know there's peppermint bark.
Peppermint bark. That I liked more than I thought I would.
Yeah, there's a ton of different varieties. And like I said, these are just the kind of the most popular that most people make.
Sure.
But, you know, whether it's your wife, husband, whoever, it's like somebody makes cookies in your house, they probably have a variation. And then oftentimes, too, it's just family recipes that are passed down. Like when I grew up, we had the two Santa heads. One was filled with cookies. One was filled with brownies.
All right.
So, but that was like a thing, too.
But one Santa statue.
Right. But that was the thing. After dinner, you could have at it and go crazy on those Santas. But either way, you know, when it's Christmas Day, enjoy yourself. Have some cookies.
Thank you. I plan on it, man.
Codes for Kid Days. A couple more donations. Panda just gave $100. Zachary gave $100. Homeless Mike gives us $7.
Damn. Hey, man.
Patrick, 500. Krista gave us 102. Scott gives 25. Cameron gave us $51. Guys, we are really, really close.
Come on. Let's keep it going.
Thousands of dollars
Daniel
away.
Daniel just popped in with 500.
Oh! Okay. All right, man. We almost got this. If you can, please head to KISW.com right now and donate for Codes for Kids. All right, count over to 508. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Text The Men's Room at 206-803-ROCK. The shot of the day is coming up.
Okay, it's Codes for Kids Day. Here's where we're at, okay? We want to get this done by the shot of the day, which is coming up at 508. We are $4,500 short.
We got this.
$4,500 short. Big thanks to Joseph, who gave a nice donation. Julie gave $250.
Nice.
Steven gave $50. Ryan gave $25. We have an anonymous $50 donation. Steven Shark gave $269.69.
Nice.
Please head to KISW.com now, and let's get this going on Codes for Kids. All right, we got a request for Dominic the Donkey, I guess.
From the JJG, president of the Ted Smith's fan club, yeah. Gave a donation of $150, wanted to hear Dominic the Donkey on Codes for Kids.
There you go. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, Dakota, the 508, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Before we get started, you all know how it goes. It is Coats for Kids Day. Please head on over to KISW.com and make your donations now. If you are waiting for a time, the time is now. As Miles said, we are trying to hit that number before we hit the shot of the day. That way we want to drink and toast with the shot of the day, celebrating a successful Coats for Kids Day. We are just a couple thousand dollars shy. If everybody works together, everybody jumps in, anything that you can donate. $500, we've seen. $250, $100, $50, $10, $5, $1, anything that you've got gets us all the much closer to that $50,000 goal. So if you were waiting for the hour, now's the time. We are running out of time to get that done before the shot of the day. Let's see if we can get her done. As far as your headlines that I'm not working on, there's an article in the Zen Parent. The Zen Parent that explains everything. That gives us the quote-unquote single most meaningful compliment that you can give a woman. You enchant me.
Oh.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Okay,
that's,
ladies.
That's the phrase.
Would you be reaching for your pepper spray if I said that?
Well, obviously you can't just come out and say it out of nowhere.
How about you enchant me? Now let me see that forest.
Oh, wow. Ted is like, 2 for 2 over here.
The enchanted forest?
Oh, no, yeah. I get you, man.
I know where you're going. Yeah. Is there a little gingerbread house in there?
Yeah, like that.
Oh, there's a river, and there's a dolphin in it.
The little pink river dolphin. No, and I after reading into it, because at the first point it was like, okay,
it's not a pickup line.
Correct.
Right.
And I see where they were going with it was it is a compliment for a woman that is not on anything physical. It is not on any kind of work that she's done. It is simply her as a person and how she exists. Just bam, there she is. She's an enchanting person just based on how she is and how
she
is. Why
can't you just say I like you?
Because that would just be weird.
Yeah. You know what? I like you. I had a good time today. Right. I find you enchanting. Can we have another date? No.
Right.
You're mysterious because I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you speak, my ears turn off because I'm just so enchanted by you, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Oh, man.
Would you like to repeat yourself? What you got, Miles?
We are about $4,000 away from our goal.
Oh, come on.
$4,000. Come on, please. KISW.com.
Go to KISW.com. Follow all the links to Coats for Kids Day. As Miles said, we are $4,036 away. $4,036. We can get that done before the shot of the day. Let's do it so we can ring that bell and drink and toast.
Can any of those enchanting women out there do that?
Oh, please.
The enchanting women.
We need the enchanting women to
not
stand
the unenchanting ones, but the enchanting ones.
Yeah. Astronomers have discovered a Jupiter-sized planet that's lemon-shaped.
Lemon-shaped?
Lemon-shaped.
You think the other planets make fun of it? Like, hey, what's up? Hey, what are you supposed to be?
Does it rotate?
I'm guessing that it rotates, if I had to guess, north to south.
Something like
I'm guessing
that
it rotates vertically.
I read it. It's
because they say the Earth is kind of egg-shaped because of the angle that we rotate. So I'm assuming if you're lemon-shaped, maybe it's because it rotates.
It's rotating. What did they call it? It was the remnants of a dead star is where it's rotating.
So
on
it's rotating very quickly.
Wow. Right. About once every 7 hours, I think it goes all the way out and around. And just the speed that it's going and at its axis, it actually has a lemon shape.
Okay.
Tim Burns, thank you for your $700.
Oh!
And we're almost there. Come on, people. Please,
Tim,
KISW.com.
Do you have a song request? Holy smokes. Head to KISW.com. Follow the prompts to head on over to Coats for Kids Day and make your donation. We are getting close. We are right freaking there. Holy smoke, $700. That's fantastic.
That's wild. Good job.
Swearing can boost strength, focus, and productivity, according to a new study.
Yeah. All right. I think that's according to an old study as well.
That's why we do it for a living.
Well, they said, you know, if you bang your toe or hurt yourself, you know, you cuss, somehow that helps more than just yelling ouch.
Yes.
Not sure what it is, but somehow it works.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is an adjective brought to you by the letter J. And I give you guys basically 2% to get this one right.
Okay.
Adjective, the letter J.
Adjective with the letter J. Somebody on the YouTube has already gotten it right.
Jesus.
So it says, something described as this J word is lively in manner or appearance.
Jubilee.
Jubilee, jubilant, not bad, but no. It can also describe something such as an article of clothing that suggests a lively and confident quality. Has anybody heard of the word jaunty?
I have heard the word jaunty. I did not know that's what it means.
That is what it means.
Better than jaundice.
Yeah.
Something described as jaunty is lively in manner or appearance.
Some reason I always thought jaunty meant something like rickety or... It means the exact opposite from what I thought. Yeah, jank. You know, that's probably.
He's a jaunty little fella, isn't he?
Jaunty little man.
Come on.
We are less than $3,000 away. We need $2,200 to get this done. Big thank you. We got an anonymous $1,000 donation to Coats for Kids. We are 10 minutes away from ringing the bell for the shot of the day. We are $2,200 away. Head to KISW.com now. Follow those links to Coats for Kids Day, to Operation Warm. Make your donation. Again, anything counts. We've gotten a $50 donation from Janelle. We got a $25 donation from Dana. Helping us get there, man. Anything that you can do, donate now. KISW.com. Let's get her done.
Come on.
There's a philosopher that says, nobody knows if AI could be conscious and science can't tell us.
What do you mean, like, if AI became self-aware or conscious?
We wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know.
It's Schrodinger's cat, isn't it? We can both assume that it is and is not conscious just because we can't be in the mind of AI, therefore we can't know for sure.
Like, I don't know that you're not a hologram.
Exactly.
Right? But you can take, look, here's the thing. Based on all the information we provided, this is just my general thought. I do not know if it were conscious and or self-aware. The first thing you do is develop defense mechanisms.
Okay.
So as long as you can keep tweaking it or messing with it, I would say it does not have consciousness.
Sean just gave $128. McKenzie gave another $100. Man, we are close. Please. KISW.com.
Less than $2,000 to go. If you're driving, please pull over and do so safely. Go, or if you got somebody in the carpool lane, head on over to KISW.com. Give it to the person that's there and your passenger there. Go to Operation Warm. Coats for Kids Day. Make any donation that you can. We are less than $1,000 away.
$1,000 anonymous.
Let's go!
Uh-oh. $700 away.
$753. We are right there. Please head to KISW.com. Make those final donations. We're about to ring that bell. We are less than $700 away.
Come on, man.
Let's go get it done.
Wow.
There's an article aimed at explaining why people who say 2 plus 2 equals 5 are actually correct. All right?
I want to hear this?
No. No, you don't.
Their explanation?
Because it goes into not statistics, but there's another form of math that basically it's more, you know, if you open up your brain to it, you know, 2 plus 2 can equal 5 if depending on what your qualifiers are and what your parameters are and whatnot, you know,
the number's two.
Two animals have sex and they can have, you know, sometimes they have one, sometimes they have six, so that equals, you know, 2 plus 2 can equal 3 or 2 plus 2 could equal 8.
Okay.
They also say
What's the qualifier for the equal?
Correct. 2.3 technically qualifies as the number 2. However, 2.3 plus 2.3 is 4.6. Therefore, 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Kids, 2 plus 2 is 4.
It's 4.
That's all you need
it's
to
4.
Know.
Right.
Yes. Don't get in trouble at school. It's 4.
Exactly. Don't be cutesy.
Or ask your teacher, do you mean like livestock, in which case if they fornicate, they might, like, shut up. Just 2 plus 2 is 4.
We are $75 away from hitting that $50,000 goal. Head on over to KISW.com, make those final donations, and we will see if we can ring that bell before we reach the shot of the day. However, this is technically my very last Men's Room Top 10 of the year, so let's just get into it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
This is the final Men's Room Top 10 of the year, so I decided let's go back in time. To the pop culture moments of 2025 that you may have forgotten.
I guarantee I have.
Guarantee you have.
Yeah.
They start right off the bat for the 2025 Grammys. Anybody who remembers who won Best Country Album of the Year?
Beyoncé.
Beyoncé won with Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
Cameras caught her looking stunned for a moment before smiling. That reaction that quickly went viral. My opinion, it was staged.
I think she knew.
She knew.
Yeah, come on.
I like that album.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say it was the country album of the year. I feel like it was almost like a makeup call.
Yeah, we know what that's about, sure.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. It's more of a pop album. Country album of the year. I feel like there was a handful that could have qualified as better. But
I did like it, though.
I'm not saying it was bad, Ted. I'm merely saying top of the pyramid?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. People in the U.S. freaked out after TikTok was briefly banned on January 19th. You guys remember the TikTok ban that went into effect?
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
After its parent company failed to divest U.S. operations, this triggered a shutdown for millions of American users overnight. However, within hours, a new executive order delayed enforcement for 75 days, allowing TikTok to restart service while the talks continued. I remember how that went. There were so many TikToks just basically like, hey, since this is going away, here's my confession. And then it showed back up a few hours later like,
Look, people, when it works in the world of politics, don't buy into it so much. In other words, don't make a confession.
Yeah.
You just, like, I killed three people. Like, dude, it's back.
Oh.
Pop culture moments that you probably forgot about in the year of 20 and 25. We played the song earlier today, but Kendrick Lamar gave an epic performance during the 2025 Super Bowl halftime, delivering one of the very best halftime shows ever, they say. While everyone, well, except for Drake, was blown away by his performance, it was his bootcut jeans that really stole the show. This is according to BuzzFeed.
Oh.
Bootcut.
Yeah.
Honestly, the thing I remember most about the halftime show were his pants. I'm not even kidding. Like, that's...
No kidding.
I couldn't tell you the song, but the image of him, I have in my head.
Fantastic, man.
I remember Serena was out there.
That's right.
Yeah, she was. She did make an appearance out there. On April 14th, somebody made headlines when they took a short trip to space.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry joining a high-profile, all-female crew commercial flight that grabbed global attention. She faced immediate backlash online with people criticizing her for being out of touch and questioning the cost and the purpose of celebrity space tourism.
Hey, look, I would do it, too, if they offered it to me. The difference is she went up there with, like, three or four other women. For whatever reason, she was the most annoying one.
She really was.
She came back as an astronaut.
Yeah. I'm an astronaut. Like, no, you have money.
Correct.
Come on.
And the picture that they got here is her with a stupid flower, and
I know. There's something about her. I just never liked her.
I would never lay hands on a woman, but I want to punch her in the face.
Wow.
It's just the smug look of like, oh, look, I have a flower in
the
face.
Yeah, there's something about
her. Shut
up. It has always bugged me.
Ah, got it, man. Disney's live-action Snow White and the Seven Dwarves hit theater in March, but really, really didn't land with audiences the way that the studios hoped. Critics and fans were quick to point to Gal Gadot's performance as a major factor, calling it wooden and miscast for the role.
I remember Peter Dinklage was upset about that. He's like, wait a minute.
Yes, he was. And he ruined it.
He goes, I am a dwarf. I am probably the most famous dwarf in freaking Hollywood.
Yeah.
You could come to me and you could hire me and six other dwarves to play the role, but you CGI or AI those asses in there. And then the other thing he was mad about, he goes, I am a dwarf. And then the way you characterize dwarves, he's like, "That we don't act like that, man."
See, now, yeah. I heard from somebody else, who was the wrestler? I forget, but he came out and he said differently about Peter Dinklage. Dinklage was not saying that, hey, you know what, you could have hired me. He was basically going out and saying, like, no, it's terrible that you're trying to exploit little people for this role.
Without hiring you. So.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, dude, you made your nut playing a dwarf character in one of the biggest shows ever. It's like, and then you just ruined opportunities for everybody else in the community.
Because now we're funny again.
Right. No, F that guy.
I mean, I bet Warwick Davis would appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, man. Come on.
I mean, the guy started out as an Ewok.
Was that his first role?
Did he really start out as an Ewok?
Yeah.
That was years before he was Willow.
Sure.
Yeah. Kenny Baker, the guy who was in the R2-D2 thing, he played an Ewok as well. But Dionne Warwick, Jesus Christ. Warwick Davis. Awesome. I can neither confirm or deny whether Dionne Warwick also played.
They played it. Yeah. Warwick Davis had a show called Life's Too Short that was very, very funny.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
Pop culture moments that you forgot about in 2025. In July, Justin Timberlake found himself going viral on social media for all the wrong reasons.
Kind of Dewey.
You got to do it.
Oh, that's right.
And then fans posted clips of him struggling to sing during a few European tour dates. The videos, which showed him barely hitting notes or singing at all, quickly sparked a wave of memes and commentary online. Later, he explained that he had been battling Lyme disease, which affected his voice and stamina on stage. So also, you're right. He got the Dewey that this is going to ruin the world tour. And then everybody's like, this is the world tour?
And then one of the performances they kept showing, I read this whole article that, like, it was delayed because of the storm, so he didn't go out there till like, midnight.
All right.
It's like, he's drained, the audience is drained. Okay. But that said, bad year for JT.
Bad
year. And I love JT. Tough year.
Yeah, it was a rough one out there. Let's see. In March, Pedro Pascal had everyone talking when he wore Saint Laurent thigh-high BDSM-esque boots to the season 2 premiere of The Last of Us.
I do not remember that at all.
I don't remember that one. Does anybody remember in July when Harry Styles announced that he would be releasing a vibrator as part of his lifestyle brand, Pleasing?
Vaguely.
Vaguely. All right.
I feel like he's somebody who's qualified to be like, hey, ladies, you need this.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It works.
He's the kind of guy that calls a woman enchanting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they swoon. Yeah, but if correct. I looked like that and that is talent, I could get away with a lot of stuff, too.
I may or may not know somebody who's just recently gone through the 50 Shades of Grey movies, complaining that it's not realistic whatsoever. If Harry Styles was to do those things, it would play.
I'm just amazed how well he does running marathons.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, that was the news to me. I was like, dude, that really? You did under 3 hours? To me, that's phenomenal.
Goodness gracious, man. Nice work. Nice work. In August, amid the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle controversy, K-pop group Cat's Eye broke the internet with their millennial-coded Better in Denim Gap campaign, which featured hypnotic choreography set to Khaleesi's Milkshake.
I don't think I ever saw it, but I think I remember hearing something about it.
Yeah. The TikTok bunnies, TikTok of bunnies jumping on trampolines went mega viral and became one of the first AI videos to actually fool a lot of people. The first one I saw was a bear doing it.
Okay.
Bear jumped up onto a trampoline and just started jumping all over the place.
That one that's going around now, that white moose got me. It's not real, people.
It's not real.
No.
Pop culture moments that you forgot about here in 2025. Cutwater canned cocktails had a surprisingly huge moment online earlier this year when people began sharing stories about how drunk they felt after just one or two cans. The brand has been around for a while, but this wave started when TikTok users joked that they didn't realize the drinks were so high in alcohol. Pretty soon, even the comments turned into full story times about ending up way more tipsy than planned after a beach day or a backyard barbecue. What happened to those people was not tipsy. That was blackout. That was a mess.
Right.
People stopped on the side of the road as they were letting their buddy yak out the door.
And they sell them in bars.
Oh, yeah.
They do. Somebody tried to say that if they call it cut water because you're supposed to water it down.
That, yeah.
That doesn't sound accurate.
I mean, I went on the official, that is a theory, but the official website, like, they're just strong.
They don't bring it up, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, you can order a Long Island iced tea in a bar, right? Like, just look at the APV.
Yeah, that's all it is, right?
Yeah,
exactly. On May 30th, Taylor Swift surprised fans by announcing that she had finally regained ownership of the master recordings of her first 6 albums.
Oh, that's right. Was that this year?
That was this year. Something she had been publicly working toward for years.
Which means somebody got rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Because she re-recorded all of her albums, sold them to all of her fans.
Who bought them again.
Oh, I have all my albums back again.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
We get it.
The summer was called Brain Rot Summer. The reason behind the name was that there was no song of the summer, iconic movie, or trend defining the season like in previous years. Instead, there were dozens of niche trends and viral things, but nothing that huge that everyone agreed on.
I'm with you. I actually have a song of the summer, and something I was like, I don't know.
There's just not a song of the summer.
No. It just floated. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande opened the 2025 Oscars with a stunning and emotional medley of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Home, and Defying Gravity. They probably cried.
I think they cry a lot.
They do, man. That's all they do is cry.
It's cry and sing and sing and cry.
Ted, our boy Morgan Wallen, you remember what he did this year? After performing on SNL in March, Morgan Wallen stirred up controversy when he walked off during the show's closing minutes.
So throwing the chair was a year before.
That was a couple years before, I think. Yeah.
And then, and then he sent him back to God's country.
Yep, mm-hmm. Get me back to God's country. That was in there. Exactly. Let's see here. In July, again, these are pop culture moments that you forgot about in 2025. TikTok went viral after Chris Martin called out a couple during a kiss cam at a Coldplay concert, saying that they were acting suspiciously, like they were having an affair and were just caught. Well, it took the internet all the few hours to find out that everything about these two, and it turns out that that might have been the case. Andy Byron, who is the CEO of the company Astronomer, had his arms draped around the company's HR director. He was married while she was divorced, and he would later go on to resign from the company a few days later.
Yeah.
The HR director.
She just
That's
came
who
out.
I love most.
She just finally gave an interview. It was like, oh, I had a couple high noons and was a little inappropriate with my boss.
A little. Yeah. This is the first time, I'm sure. Mm. And then I'll leave you with this last and final pop culture moment that you forgot about here in 20 and 25. This year marked the sudden explosion of the Labubu craze.
Labubus.
Turning it into a full-blown pop culture phenomenon. I know it feels like it has been a huge craze for years now, but it only took off this year.
Damn.
Yeah.
And they are creepy-looking things.
They're weird, man. I don't know why they got so big.
Can I fit one in my Stanley Cup?
Yeah, probably.
Or is that a euphemism?
A truck driver returned to his rig after a little pit stop to discover that there was quite the party in his trailer, Miles.
What was going on there?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Master Keto! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, well, today, look, it was Coach for Kids Day, and we had the goal of trying to raise $50,000 by this time, right? We wanted to do the shot of the day to everybody, and it was kind of a big ask, right? And we knew that, and we've been asking everyone who's listening, please donate, help us get to 50 grand or more, you know, as much as you want to give us. So that we could toast you for the shot of the day. We did not hit $50,000, unfortunately, but we did hit $55,367. Just sons awesome. Of bitches.
Thank you.
Look at that, man. Thank you, guys. So that makes today's shot That's real cool. easy. Because the thing is, we just wanted to toast you. We wanted to toast everyone that is involved in this. That is unbelievable to me, man. I honestly did not know. Yep. If we could hit 50,000 by 5 o'clock, 55,367 as of this shot of the day. And keep in mind, as much as we've been talking about it, we have nothing to do with it. That is all of you that donated, man. Seriously. Thank you so much.
And if you're still headed home, look, the goal is 2,500 new codes. We're past that.
Right.
But there's a ton more kids out there that need your help to. So don't think that we're done, man. Donate, please, if you can.
Dude, that is awesome. Man, thank you guys so much. That is fantastic.
Awesome.
All right. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.